Yeah, I don't deserve 4-0. I don't deserve to win, but also for one set each, I deserve to be fight for the game. But like I say, it proved me average today, night average again, so it's not good enough to win.
You've made it through to the last 16 of this William Hill World Championship. It's decent, but we know that at your best, you're quarterfinals minimum, aren't you?
Yeah, most definitely. The last 16 is good, but also I've come to the tournament not playing very well, so I'll take the last 16. I know I'm better than this. I've got 2015 to come back stronger, and hopefully I will do.
Getting a couple of wins on the telly, though, that's got to be good for your confidence and show that you are making progress, getting back to where you were.
Yeah, most definitely. Peter's on high. He's playing well at the moment, so he's riding that wave, so I'm trying to get that wave, and I'm not on that wave yet. So in a couple more games, get the confidence back, and I'm sure I'll be back again.
You only have to look at some of the players who haven't made it here and some of the players that have been knocked out, and it is a very tough thing once you start sliding down the rankings to arrest that. But you're still came into this as number 12, and we're seeing signs that things are turning back in your favour.
Yeah, most of I fight for every point again, every game again, so I'm fighting for my position at top 16, so I want to stay there, and it's hard to stay there as well, so you've got to defend what you did 2 years ago, so I'm trying to do that all the time, where, and it's hard to do, it's hard, very hard, with young players coming through, everyone's in your position, so I'm trying to find it hard to hold my position at the moment.
Are there pressures that come with that, and pressures that you're perhaps not used to, that makes the game more difficult?
I think in life you put pressure on yourself, and that's what we're doing. We put pressure on ourselves to hold the oldest position on that top 16. And you don't want to drop out of position, because obviously you lose TV events, so that position means a hell of a lot to your career. So you're trying to hold that position.
And do you, I mean, what's your target then? Top 16 for next year, or do you look at specific tournaments and go, that's the one where I really think I can mount a challenge?
No, I just think next year I've got to work harder, get back on that board, practice hard, get them consistently back like I can do. Just fight for my games. I'm not fighting hard enough to win games, and I've got to get that back next year.